The Federalist Papers. By Alexander Hamilton, James Madison, John Jay. Books.Kim, free summaries of best-selling books. Download PDF and MP3 versions of the summary from www.books.kim. The latest effective learning methodology has been utilized to construct the summary, ensuring that you can easily retain the key takeaways. The technique involves a great deal of repetition and rephrasing, which have been proven to be highly effective when it comes to information retention. In fact, this is the same approach employed in memorizing poems. Our objective is to not only help you comprehend the most significant concepts, but also enable you to recall and apply them in your daily life. Summary. Main ideas. Main idea number one. The necessity of union. The authors argue that the union of the states is necessary for the preservation of the nation and its citizens. They explain that the union provides a stronger defense against foreign powers, a more efficient government, and a more secure economic system. Main idea number two. The necessity of a strong central government. The authors argue that a strong central government is necessary to ensure the stability of the union and to protect the rights of the citizens. They explain that a strong central government is better able to protect the nation from foreign threats, provide a more efficient system of taxation, and ensure the rights of the citizens. Main idea number three. The necessity of a separation of powers. The authors argue that a separation of powers is necessary to ensure the stability of the union and to protect the rights of the citizens. They explain that a separation of powers allows for checks and balances between the branches of government, prevents the abuse of power, and ensures that the government is accountable to the people. Main idea number four. The necessity of a Bill of Rights. The authors argue that a Bill of Rights is necessary to protect the rights of the citizens. They explain that a Bill of Rights ensures that the government cannot infringe upon the rights of the citizens, provides a clear set of rules for the government to follow, and allows for the protection of the rights of the citizens. Main idea number five. The necessity of a strong executive. The authors argue that a strong executive is necessary to ensure the stability of the union and to protect the rights of the citizens. They explain that a strong executive is better able to protect the nation from foreign threats, provide a more efficient system of taxation, and ensure the rights of the citizens. Main idea number six. The necessity of a strong judiciary. The authors argue that a strong judiciary is necessary to ensure the stability of the union and to protect the rights of the citizens. They explain that a strong judiciary is better able to interpret the laws, protect the rights of the citizens, and ensure that the government is accountable to the people. Main idea number seven. The necessity of a system of checks and balances. The authors argue that a system of checks and balances is necessary to ensure the stability of the union and to protect the rights of the citizens. They explain that a system of checks and balances allows for the different branches of government to check and balance each other, prevents the abuse of power, and ensures that the government is accountable to the people. Main idea number eight. The necessity of a system of representation. The authors argue that a system of representation is necessary to ensure the stability of the union and to protect the rights of the citizens. They explain that a system of representation allows for the citizens to have a say in the government, ensures that the government is accountable to the people, and allows for the protection of the rights of the citizens. Main idea number nine. The necessity of a system of taxation. The authors argue that a system of taxation is necessary to ensure the stability of the union and to protect the rights of the citizens. They explain that a system of taxation allows for the government to raise revenue, provides a more efficient system of taxation, and ensures that the government is accountable to the people. Main idea number 10. The necessity of a system of commerce. The authors argue that a system of commerce is necessary to ensure the stability of the union and to protect the rights of the citizens. They explain that a system of commerce allows for the free exchange of goods and services, provides a more efficient system of taxation, and ensures that the government is accountable to the people. Main ideas expanded. Main idea number one. The authors argue that the union of the states is necessary for the preservation of the nation and its citizens. They explain that the Union provides a stronger defense against foreign powers, as it allows for a unified military and diplomatic front. This unified front is more effective in deterring aggression and protecting the nation's interests. Additionally, the Union allows for a more efficient government, as it allows for the sharing of resources and the coordination of policy. This allows for a more effective and efficient use of resources, which can lead to greater economic growth and stability. Finally, the Union provides a more secure economic system, as it allows for the free flow of goods and services between states, which can lead to greater economic prosperity. The authors also argue that the Union is necessary for the protection of individual rights and liberties. They explain that the Union allows for the protection of individual rights and liberties by providing a unified system of laws and regulations. This unified system of laws and regulations ensures that all citizens are treated equally and fairly, regardless of their state of residence. Additionally, the Union allows for the protection of individual rights and liberties by providing a unified system of courts and legal systems. This unified system of courts and legal systems ensures that all citizens have access to justice and are able to seek redress for any wrongs they may have suffered. In conclusion, the authors argue that the union of the states is necessary for the preservation of the nation and its citizens. They explain that the union provides a stronger defense against foreign powers, a more efficient government, and a more secure economic system. Additionally, the union is necessary for the protection of individual rights and liberties. Thus, the authors argue that the union of the states is essential for the preservation of the nation and its citizens. Main idea number 2. The authors argue that a strong central government is necessary to ensure the stability of the Union and to protect the rights of the citizens. A strong central government is better able to protect the nation from foreign threats, provide a more efficient system of taxation, and ensure the rights of the citizens. It can also provide a unified system of laws and regulations that will ensure the rights of all citizens are respected and protected. Furthermore, a strong central government can provide a more efficient system of public services, such as education, healthcare, and infrastructure. Finally, a strong central government can provide a more effective system of checks and balances, which will help to ensure that the government is accountable to the people. The authors also explain that a strong central government is necessary to ensure the stability of the Union. A strong central government can provide a unified system of laws and regulations that will ensure the rights of all citizens are respected and protected. It can also provide a more efficient system of taxation, which will help to ensure that the government is able to fund its operations. Furthermore, a strong central government can provide a more effective system of checks and balances, which will help to ensure that the government is accountable to the people. In conclusion, the authors argue that a strong central government is necessary to ensure the stability of the Union and to protect the rights of the citizens. A strong central government is better able to protect the nation from foreign threats, provide a more efficient system of taxation, and ensure the rights of the citizens. It can also provide a unified system of laws and regulations that will ensure the rights of all citizens are respected and protected. Finally, a strong central government can provide a more effective system of checks and balances, which will help to ensure that the government is accountable to the people. Main idea number 3. The authors argue that a separation of powers is necessary to ensure the stability of the Union and to protect the rights of the citizens. They explain that a separation of powers allows for checks and balances between the branches of government, preventing the abuse of power and ensuring that the government is accountable to the people. This separation of powers is essential to ensure that no one branch of government has too much power, and that the government is held accountable to the people. The authors also explain that a separation of powers allows for a system of checks and balances between the branches of government. This means that each branch of government can act as a check on the other branches, preventing any one branch from becoming too powerful. This system of checks and balances ensures that the government is held accountable to the people, and that the rights of the citizens are protected. Finally, the authors argue that a separation of powers is necessary to ensure the stability of the Union. They explain that a separation of powers allows for a system of checks and balances between the branches of government, which helps to ensure that the government is held accountable to the people and that the rights of the citizens are protected. This separation of powers is essential to ensure that the government is stable and that the union is secure. Main idea number 4. The authors argue that a Bill of Rights is necessary to protect the rights of the citizens. A Bill of Rights ensures that the government cannot infringe upon the rights of the citizens, providing a clear set of rules for the government to follow. This allows for the protection of the rights of the citizens, ensuring that their rights are not violated by the government. Furthermore, a Bill of Rights serves as a reminder to the government of the importance of protecting the rights of the citizens, and serves as a check on the government's power. The authors also point out that a Bill of Rights is necessary to ensure that the government does not overstep its bounds. Without a Bill of Rights, the government could potentially pass laws that violate the rights of the citizens, or even take away their rights altogether. A Bill of Rights serves as a safeguard against this, ensuring that the government cannot pass laws that violate the rights of the citizens. Finally, the authors argue that a Bill of Rights is necessary to ensure that the government is held accountable for its actions. Without a Bill of Rights, the government could potentially pass laws that are not in the best interests of the citizens, or even act in a way that is detrimental to the citizens. A Bill of Rights serves as a reminder to the government that it must act in the best interests of the citizens, and that it must be held accountable for its actions. Main idea number 5. The authors argue that a strong executive is necessary to ensure the stability of the union and to protect the rights of the citizens. A strong executive is better able to protect the nation from foreign threats, provide a more efficient system of taxation, and ensure the rights of the citizens. This is because a strong executive is able to act quickly and decisively in times of crisis, and is better able to enforce laws and regulations. Furthermore, a strong executive is better able to ensure that the nation's resources are used efficiently and effectively. The authors also argue that a strong executive is necessary to ensure the separation of powers between the branches of government. This is because a strong executive is better able to check the power of the other branches and ensure that the laws are enforced. Furthermore, a strong executive is better able to ensure that the nation's resources are used efficiently and effectively. Finally, the authors argue that a strong executive is necessary to ensure the rights of the citizens. A strong executive is better able to protect the rights of the citizens by ensuring that laws are enforced and that the nation's resources are used efficiently and effectively. Furthermore, a strong executive is better able to ensure that the nation's resources are used for the benefit of the citizens, rather than for the benefit of the government. Main idea number 6. The authors of the Federalist Papers argue that a strong judiciary is essential for the stability of the Union and for the protection of the rights of the citizens. They explain that a strong judiciary is better able to interpret the laws, protect the rights of the citizens, and ensure that the government is accountable to the people. They point out that a strong judiciary is necessary to ensure that the laws are applied fairly and consistently, and that the government is held accountable for its actions. Furthermore, they argue that a strong judiciary is essential for the protection of the rights of the citizens, as it is the only branch of government that is independent of the other branches and is able to act as a check on their power. Finally, they emphasize that a strong judiciary is necessary to ensure that the laws are applied in a manner that is consistent with the Constitution and the principles of justice. The authors of the Federalist Papers make a compelling case for the necessity of a strong judiciary. They explain that a strong judiciary is essential for the stability of the Union and for the protection of the rights of the citizens. They point out that a strong judiciary is necessary to ensure that the laws are applied fairly and consistently, and that the government is held accountable for its actions. Furthermore, they argue that a strong judiciary is essential for the protection of the rights of the citizens, as it is the only branch of government that is independent of the other branches and is able to act as a check on their power. Finally, they emphasize that a strong judiciary is necessary to ensure that the laws are applied in a manner that is consistent with the Constitution and the principles of justice. Main idea number 7. The authors argue that a system of checks and balances is necessary to ensure the stability of the Union and to protect the rights of the citizens. They explain that a system of checks and balances allows for the different branches of government to check and balance each other, prevents the abuse of power, and ensures that the government is accountable to the people. This system of checks and balances is essential to ensure that no one branch of government has too much power and that the government is held accountable for its actions. The authors also explain that a system of checks and balances is necessary to ensure that the government is responsive to the needs of the people. This system allows for the different branches of government to work together to ensure that the government is responsive to the needs of the people and that the government is held accountable for its actions. This system also ensures that the government is not able to act without the consent of the people, as the different branches of government must work together to pass laws and make decisions. Finally, the authors explain that a system of checks and balances is necessary to ensure that the government is able to act in the best interests of the people. This system allows for the different branches of government to work together to ensure that the government is able to act in the best interests of the people and that the government is held accountable for its actions. This system also ensures that the government is not able to act without the consent of the people, as the different branches of government must work together to pass laws and make decisions. Main idea number 8. The authors argue that a system of representation is necessary to ensure the stability of the Union and to protect the rights of the citizens. They explain that a system of representation allows for the citizens to have a say in the government, ensures that the government is accountable to the people, and allows for the protection of the rights of the citizens. Representation is essential to the preservation of liberty, as it allows for the people to have a voice in the government and to ensure that their rights are protected. Without representation, the government could become oppressive and tyrannical, and the people would be unable to protect their rights. A system of representation also allows for the government to be held accountable to the people. When the people have a say in the government, they can ensure that the government is acting in their best interests. This helps to ensure that the government is not abusing its power and that the people are being treated fairly. Representation also allows for the people to have a say in the laws that are passed, ensuring that the laws are fair and just. Finally, a system of representation allows for the protection of the rights of the citizens. When the people have a say in the government, they can ensure that their rights are not being violated. This helps to ensure that the government is not infringing upon the rights of the people and that the people are being treated fairly. Representation also allows for the people to have a say in the laws that are passed, ensuring that the laws are fair and just. In conclusion, a system of representation is essential to the preservation of liberty and the protection of the rights of the citizens. Representation allows for the people to have a say in the government, ensures that the government is accountable to the people, and allows for the protection of the rights of the citizens. Without representation, the government could become oppressive and tyrannical, and the people would be unable to protect their rights. Main idea number 9. The authors argue that a system of taxation is necessary to ensure the stability of the Union and to protect the rights of the citizens. They explain that a system of taxation allows for the government to raise revenue, provides a more efficient system of taxation, and ensures that the government is accountable to the people. A system of taxation also helps to ensure that the government is able to provide essential services to its citizens, such as infrastructure, education, and healthcare. Furthermore, a system of taxation can help to reduce economic inequality by providing a more equitable distribution of resources. Finally, a system of taxation can help to promote economic growth by providing incentives for businesses to invest and create jobs. The authors also point out that a system of taxation can help to ensure that the government is able to pay its debts and meet its obligations. This is especially important in times of economic crisis, when the government may need to borrow money to fund its operations. A system of taxation can also help to ensure that the government is able to fund its programs and services, such as defense, social security, and welfare. Finally, a system of taxation can help to ensure that the government is able to maintain a balanced budget and avoid deficits. Main idea number 10. The authors argue that a system of commerce is necessary to ensure the stability of the Union and to protect the rights of the citizens. They explain that a system of commerce allows for the free exchange of goods and services, provides a more efficient system of taxation, and ensures that the government is accountable to the people. A system of commerce also encourages economic growth and development, as it allows for the free flow of capital and resources. Furthermore, it allows for the development of a more equitable distribution of wealth, as it allows for the free exchange of goods and services between different regions and countries. Finally, a system of commerce helps to ensure that the government is able to provide for the needs of its citizens, as it allows for the collection of taxes and the redistribution of resources. The authors also argue that a system of commerce is necessary to ensure the security of the Union. They explain that a system of commerce allows for the free exchange of goods and services between different regions and countries, which helps to ensure that the Union is not vulnerable to external threats. Furthermore, a system of commerce helps to ensure that the government is able to provide for the needs of its citizens, as it allows for the collection of taxes and the redistribution of resources. Finally, a system of commerce helps to ensure that the government is able to maintain a stable economy, as it allows for the free flow of capital and resources. In conclusion, the authors argue that a system of commerce is necessary to ensure the stability of the Union and to protect the rights of the citizens. They explain that a system of commerce allows for the free exchange of goods and services, provides a more efficient system of taxation, and ensures that the government is accountable to the people. Furthermore, a system of commerce helps to ensure the security of the Union, as it allows for the free exchange of goods and services between different regions and countries. Finally, a system of commerce helps to ensure that the government is able to provide for the needs of its citizens, as it allows for the collection of taxes and the redistribution of resources. As we come to the conclusion of this book summary, we would like to express our sincere gratitude for taking the time to read or listen to it. Your feedback means the world to us, so we kindly ask that you rate our summary and share it with others who might benefit from it. Additionally, if you're hungry for more great reads, be sure to check out our website at www.book.kim. Thank you again for your support and happy reading.